Hey guys, welcome to the Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha Backchat podcast. We are the breakfast show in Brisbane on Hit 105 and we get a lot of guests onto our show. Sometimes we have to pre-record them for different reasons. They're overseas and the time difference and they get edited down. So there's some bits that you don't actually get to hear on the air. In this podcast, you'll hear complete unedited chats, stuff that legally probably can't go on the radio. Plus, there'll be some interviews that did go live to air. You'll also get to hear the moments leading up to it. So the stuff we talk about when no one is actually listening, we've put into this special podcast just for you. Please enjoy.
Hey.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
Hey, mate.
What's going on?
How's the Gold Coast for you? Treating you well?
Yeah, most definitely.
Alrighty. Pumped to have this guy hanging out with us this morning. You can see him tomorrow night at the Back Room in Brisbane. And we've got him on R&B Friday.
Woo!
Bow Wow.
Hey.
Good morning.
You already know what time it is. What's going on?
Yeah, we're good. How have you been enjoying Queensland? Your Instagram photos look amazing.
Yeah, man. Just been enjoying the weather. Just enjoying the weather. You know, finally got a chance to get into some really, really, really good weather, some good food, and, you know, just taking in the atmosphere. Having a lot of fun.
Nice, man. Are you, so you've played the Gold Coast and you're playing Brisbane. Have you been doing heaps of tours around the world or are you back with some new music? What's the go?
Yeah, definitely. When I get back home, releasing two new singles immediately. I feel like it's just time, you know, it's time. And aside from the two singles, of course, I have my own reality show growing up, Hip Hop Atlanta, which is now in season two. We start filming that in 3 weeks. So as soon as I get back home, it's hitting the ground running. It's nonstop. This TV show, records, two new other TV shows that I have coming as well. So it's a lot going on right now, but I always try to make sure I do Aussie at least like once a year, every year, just to come over here for like a month at a time and just, you know, spread the love and turn up with you guys and go to the hottest nightclubs, host them, perform, and just, you know, bring that vibe, bring that atmosphere.
And the best thing about you, too, is that when you release a new single, if someone was to download it illegally, you could get the CSI Cyber guys onto them and they would track that shit down.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Can I say, you are brilliant
on that
show.
Matty loves you in that show.
Oh, thank you.
I love all the CSIs and I love that one as well because it's so strange to see you as the performer and stuff and then you step into this character. I'm going to admit I was blown away. I wasn't expecting you to be able to act. And then when I saw you, I went, oh my God, he is so good.
No, I appreciate it, man. That was by far like one of the toughest roles that I've ever had to do in my acting career. Like out of all the movies I've ever done, out of anything, like that right there was very, very difficult because the language and the intellect had to be so on point. And there were just certain words that, you know, even in America, like I don't pronounce everything the right way because, you know, I live in Atlanta. What kind of country? We cut off our words, right?
Yeah. So,
you know, it was kind of difficult at times. And, you know, the dialogue would be so long. But once you get a hold of it, you sit down and really study it. And then you get the width of it. And it just became easy for me. But it's all a part of entertainment. You know, I can dab into being Nelson. I can dab into, you know, if I had to play a junkie, I'm sure I could, you know, play a junkie. If I had to.
So, being around, you know, be people.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it just takes to be around people and do a little research. And then, you know, hey, and you can do it.
What's the secret that you've been messaging on in social media? Is that when you go back to America, you said the secret's going to be out. Is that going to be your new music?
No, because I've already said that, like, on my social media, been teasing that. But now the secret will be one of my TV shows that will be coming out. Yeah, that'll be the secret. And basically what the whole entire show is about. And it's just going to be a big thing, you know. It's going to be a big thing. I'm just capitalizing off of big things, and, you know, we're just going to make it a big thing. So I kind of told you guys a little bit right there, but
Who's doing the big thing around you at the moment? We were kind of eavesdropping, and apparently someone in the group is spending too much money. Is that what's going on? Because
Definitely not. Not spending enough of it, actually.
Oh, okay, all right. Someone was supposed to get shoes or something, or I don't know. That's all I can understand.
Oh, yeah, my boy. I told him, you know, it's not often. It's my boy's first time over here. So anytime, like, somebody close to me, it's their first time going around the world or seeing things, I always tell them, like, yo, we only got one life to live. Like, you know, whatever it is you want to buy, you've been paid, just have some fun, do your thing. And, you know, my boys are going, like, a Gucci store or big name, see something. Like, you know what? No, I don't want it now. I'm cool. So I'm like, nah, like you can't leave Aussie without taking something to, you know, to America that can, you know, make you remember your trip. So I'm gonna force him though. He has no choice.
Yeah, nice. It's normally our women. So it's good that you're buying something else.
Dude, can I ask about the infamous Instagram post of the private jet? And I'm gonna put my hand up and I'm gonna say, I put stuff on Instagram all the time that makes me look better than I really am. There was
like your wife.
See, right there, I gotta stop. Right here. See, now we starting to dab into the secret. We can't even. You gotta wait.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Got it. Exactly. See,
so
we
this
can't
TV
even
show.
It.
So that was the whole thing. You were like, everything I do has a reason. It's not just.
I told everybody, man. Okay. I told everybody, like, this is what I do. So you gotta wait. Everybody's like, well, I know back home in the days, nobody like really asked me about it anymore. But the topic is still there. Mm. So, like I said, I just kind of, you know, it's all a working plan. So you gotta wait and see.
For those who don't know, you posted a picture of a private jet, said you were catching it, and then someone caught a picture of you on just a normal commercial airliner and said that you were lying. Yeah. So that's all gonna be revealed.
Oh, that's exciting then.
Yeah. When you guys see it, you guys are gonna be like, yo. How was the joke actually on us? Like, we didn't even see this one coming, but there's something coming, and it's coming this year too. So you guys gotta get ready.
Oh, all right. Oh, I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Definitely.
Now,
it's hilarious. Like, it's all one right. of the, like, that's all I'm gonna say. I don't want to even dab it. Okay.
I can't
hilarious.
Believe you've held
right.
your tongue stop this long dabbing. Though. I'd be so annoyed. I'd be
I had to. There was times where, like, I wanted to explain it, but you know, it all came from me. Like, it was an idea that, like, you know, spawned from me, because people do it all the time, but there's certain reasons to why people do these things, you know? So it was really dabbing into, you know, maybe they're feeling a void in their life, or there's just things that, there's always a reason why, you know, people do certain things. You know what I mean? It could be for love. They could be getting bullied and they're looking for, you know, satisfaction when they read their comments and they see positive things, because those things aren't being translated into their real life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's reasons behind these stories to why people front crow, to say, on the internet or online. So mix that in with comedy, with, you know, a whole bunch of other things, and boom. But we'll get into that
big
next
things.
Time.
All right.
Also, too, you've been good friends with Aaron Carter. He's been in the news recently for some struggles. Have you been talking to him lately? How's he doing?
No, I'm definitely having, I wouldn't say a friend.
An acquaintance, maybe.
I wouldn't even say that. I haven't seen him in like 16 years.
Right.
Wow.
I think the last time I seen Aaron Carter, no lie, was the Nick, like, I think we did like the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Award performance. Mm-hmm. And that was like when I first came out. I haven't seen him since then.
Yeah, right.
But I did hear about, you know, what he was going through and whatnot. You know, it's just sad that it's just a current thing that happens with a lot of, you know, Hollywood, you know, childhood stars that we see. Mm-hmm. It's either parents taking money from them, or it's either, you know, living in Hollywood, it can corrupt you if you can't handle it. Mm. If you don't have the right people around, the pressure out there is crazy. Then you drift off into drugs and, you know, then the work stops being important and the party. And a lot of people can't handle that power at a young age. Money, power, you know, women, it's a lot. You know, it's almost like hitting the lottery at, like, you know, 13 years old. It's crazy when you have the world at your hands. So I feel bad for him, but I hope that he can get on his own two feet and, you know, and bounce back and, you know.
He has said it's all for a TV show that's coming too. So wait for it. It's going to be great.
I don't think so. I think Aaron's is real. I think he's going through some real, real hard times.
Would you be able to answer this for me? Because I know that you are close friends with Snoop Dogg, and you've just been a prodigy from rapping since the age of three, and he's been there for you. And we're talking about him this morning because Demi Lovato was saying that he was over at her house for a party. She didn't want to ask him to leave the house to smoke dope, so she was like, the whole place just smelled of dope.
And he does it legally, by the way.
And
he's
Maddie,
over,
yeah, of course he does.
Yeah,
he's allowed
too.
To.
Yeah,
he's allowed to.
Do.
Oh, you're on it legally too.
In California,
absolutely, yeah. You have to have a license and all of that.
A license to smoke.
I'm just gonna hop on Webjet here. And
Matty Acton said, and you're gonna be able to tell me if this is true or not, because I've spoken to Snoop Dogg before. I know that he has got a lot of people around him. He said that he's got his own personal person that pulls out some sort of cooker and cooks fried chicken whenever he wants.
He's got a portable deep fryer.
I don't know about that one, but I know. And I'm close to Unk too. I don't know.
That's
about
a no.
That.
That's a no.
I don't know about that one. Snoop. I don't know about that one.
That is a regurgitated story. Right. Someone's told me.
You,
I haven't seen it.
I thought you were gonna say like he has a I thought you were about to say he has like a personal like blunt roller. Like a person that just rolls all of
it. Does he have that?
Does he have that?
Now, that might be true.
Bow Wow, we can see you tomorrow at the back room in Brisbane, man. It's going to be a huge show. Hey,
yeah,
and
man.
Also, too, want to let you know, we do a thing for R&B Friday Lives. We will be doing another one next year. I'm just going to put it out there and say we'll do it. Make sure when you get the call, you agree to it, because this is a huge show if you haven't heard about it.
Oh, yeah. No, I've definitely been seeing it, man. Yeah, we'll make it happen. Yeah, it'll be time, too. It'll be time.
Yeah, you used to host the R&B Fridays for us, so thank you very
absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nice stuff. All right, man. Well, nice to talk to you, and we'll see you next time you're back in the country.
Absolutely.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. And good luck for the show. Can't wait.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks for listening. This is the Stav, Abby and Matt with Osher Back Chat podcast. You can catch up on the whole show with our daily podcast as well. Search for us in the store. Plus, find us worldwide on the Hit 105 app in your app store too. If you're in Brisbane, don't forget we're on daily as well from 6 a.m. on 105.3 FM.